Welcome to the AP Now podcast, the podcast that covers trends, insights, and emerging issues impacting every accounts payable function. Your host, Mary Schaefer, is the founder of AP Now, a B2B digital information and learning company focused on all issues related to AP. Stay tuned as Mary and her guests discuss the business intelligence you need to ensure a cost-effective, technologically efficient, fraud-resistant, regulatory-compliant accounts payable function. Without further ado, let's dive right in.
Welcome to episode 11 of the AP Now podcast. I'm Mary Schaefer from AP Now, and today I'd like to welcome Lynn Lawson from Recharged Education. Lynn does a lot of work with AP Now, especially on our surveys, and today we're going to talk about a statistic that actually drives both of us a little bit crazy, and that is the lack of a mandate for use of a company credit card for business travel when one exists. Today's show is brought to you by Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. Welcome, Lynn, and let's dive right in and start looking at this statistic. And I believe you created this handy-dandy chart that if we're looking at this, we're looking at together. So on this chart, basically what it shows for those of you who are listening, it's what I call it the heartbreaking reality. And basically it's a statistic from an AP Now survey that shows that 47% of the companies out there have company credit cards but do not mandate that their employees use the credit card for company travel. And they allow employees to use their own card. And this just makes me crazy because I think you lose a lot of the benefits. Do you agree with that, Lynn?
Oh, absolutely. And I know that we have several things between the two of us that we can talk about to support the fact that having such a program, having a company card, corporate card, they're often called, or maybe even travel card, they go by different names. But if you are not mandating that employees use it for their travel expenses, you're losing out and maybe even putting the organization at risk.
Right. And it's putting the organization at risk, and how the organization loses that we want to talk about. But before we get to that, Lynn, I was wondering, I mean, this statistic comes from a survey that we did almost 3 years ago. Is the problem still so bad?
Well, I know with you're doing a current survey that repeats the question. And for those of you who are just listening and not seeing our related data, it's getting a little better in terms of companies are now insisting that the company cards be used a little more, but it's still a problem. You know, and that survey is still open. So this is the preliminary data. And you know, Mary, I think people can get at that survey still. Is that correct?
Yes. If they're on the AP Now easing list, they'll get a copy of the link so they can take the survey. Otherwise, they can just write to me. Happy to send it. We like to get as much input on these surveys as we can. And I see that, you know, I talked about 47%. The preliminary results seem to show that only 34% now are allowing employees to use their own card.
Yeah, that's still a strong, at least one third. And obviously, we need to be looking closer at the data once the survey is at the wrap up point. You know, so while we are seeing some good news, I guess we could call it, I still don't consider it good news overall. So it'll be interesting to see the more people that participate in the current survey with that same question being repeated from a few years ago, how the tide is turning.
Okay. So, Lynn, I would like to take a minute to bring a message from our sponsor before we talk about why we both think this is so problematic and what kind of problems it can cause.
Yeah, I think that's really the those are the big questions. So let's dive in after your break here.
Okay. So AP professionals know invoices are easy to lose and it takes time to track down, approve, as well also having to code, log, cross-reference, verify, reconcile, and cut checks, all while staying compliant. Stamply simplifies all that. When invoices enter the system, Stamply's AI, called Billy the Bot, immediately gets to work by proposing GL codes, approvers, and flagging issues like PO mismatches and potential duplicates. AP simply confirms the information is correct and submits the invoice for approval. Now here's the best part. Stamply fixes the disconnected communications between approvers, AP, and vendors. With Stamply, conversations are centered around each invoice, and anyone can be invited to the conversation, getting to an approval decision up to 5 times faster. Visit stamply.com/APnow. See for yourself how your team can work smarter, not harder. That's stamply.com/APnow. So, Lynn, why do you think that organizations go to all the trouble to set up a card and then allow such a large number of them, of their employees, to use their personal cards?
Well, before I even answer that, I did want to reinforce or further explain that with the data we were talking about just a moment ago, someone here might be thinking, or someone listening might be thinking, oh, it's just small companies that do this, or larger, or they might have a preconceived notion in their minds. When we had looked at the data even 3 years ago, and I'm assuming it's true of the current survey data being generated, it's organizations of all sizes and types. So we're not talking about a problem that is isolated. It's widespread no matter who you are in terms of who your business is. So that leads right into the why. So, you know, why then? We know everyone does it in terms of not mandating use of the card. I think in many cases, organizations just shy away from it due to executive pressure, because I'm thinking in many cases, it's the executives that want to use their personal cards to earn their personal rewards or personal points, whatever they're getting back. And it's not just executives either. I mean, I think when you look at, say, higher education institutions, maybe it's the professors. In a healthcare setting, maybe it's the doctors. So any organization where you have employees of influence, I'll call them, mm-hmm. might be putting the pressure out there to say, no, I want to use my own card because it's advantageous to them personally. But, you know, you get into the whole question then. I mean, I agree with you. I go crazy over the statistic we're talking about. But I know all the people that are always on business travel and always on the road, I mean, they will argue that, hey, it's their, I don't know, I guess kind of compensation, although not mm-hmm. literally, but, you know, it's a way of at least getting something for being on the road all the time and being away from their homes.
Right. And of course, it's these very executives who you have to get their approval to change the policy that we're going to mandate use of the cards. So it's almost like the worst approvers are holding the rest of the company hostage?
Oh, absolutely. And I mean, what do you think, Mary, with people that are on the road all the time, you know, these road warriors, mm-hmm. should companies give in to the pressure? I mean, I know you don't think they should, but it's a delicate balance.
Because it's, you know, it's out of control. You know, we're going to talk about why this and what the problems are, but no, I don't think that they should. It would be like saying, you know what, I travel so much, I'm so tired when I get back and I have to come into the office, so you know what, I'm going to wear my pajamas and slippers. That would not be acceptable.
You know? Well, that's true. You know, and before we get into some of the risks or the drawbacks too, you know, another reason that cards aren't mandated could be just due to like other priorities. I mean, yeah. I literally have dinner parties with friends and I bring up these types of issues. They love me, let me tell you.
Oh, yeah.
you know, I hear from friends, hear from their companies. Well, they'll say, well, no, we don't have the resources to make a card program mandated. You know, we've got other things going on. So I'm sure it's a combination of factors.
Well, and I think the other thing is sometimes people will say, you know, higher level executives who, you know, even if they're not getting the points or whatever it is themselves, they can't understand about the nitty gritty. And they'll be like, I don't understand. What are you making such a big deal about? Okay.
Well, and then too, wouldn't you agree? Most organizations at least let employees keep any frequent flyer miles.
Yes. Yes.
Okay. That's a perk right there.
Yeah, that's a perk. And that, you know, you just brought up something very interesting. That might be the answer. Hey, look, we're mandating that you use the company card because of the reasons Lynn and I are about to discuss. But you know what? You can keep the frequent flyer points. As long as let me just put out that you're not an event planner getting hundreds of thousands of points for planning the event. But that's another podcast, Lynn.
That's right. All right. So let's get into these other issues.
Okay. So, you know, I don't think, you know, we talk about extra work when people use their own cards. And sometimes this leaves executives scratching their head and they're like, what are you talking about extra work? But at the end of the day, if all the information is in one place on one card, the people who work in either an accounts payable or expense review have it all in one place. And it's much easier for them to get their work done. There's a lot less work. There's less reimbursements that have to be made, checks that have to be cut, and then you have to reconcile the account to make sure that money comes back, and it adds extra work. And if you allow too much of this, you might even need an extra headcount at a large enough company to handle it. So a lot of extra work for what I call the reviewers, but the people handling the expense reports. And Lynn, is there also an impact on rebates?
Well, I mean, there could be, and there's a lot of little nuances that go along with that. As you know, I did a webinar mm-hmm. For you recently related to card rebates. But, you know, the bottom line is, well, sure, you know, if you have a company card program, you know, it's paid by the company, you know, it's all on a nice central bill for AP, and you are not mandating it and people are off using their own cards, well, of course, then you're not getting the spend into that company card or corporate card program. And that spend, you know, is often eligible for revenue sharing incentives mm-hmm. known as rebates. Mm-hmm. You know, so that's one thing. But then I also think the whole fraud aspect, you know, should be a big driver.
Right. And it should be. And I don't think people realize all the different games that people can play when they can use their own personal card. And I probably talk for, I don't know, half an hour, maybe not half an hour, but when I do an expense reporting fraud webinar about the different types of games that people can play when they use personal cards instead of company cards. People tend, if they put something on their personal card, they put in for reimbursement and then the event gets canceled or they change their mind or whatever, and the refund comes back to their personal card. Very frequently, people then forget to turn it over to the company to give it back. And we can say that might be an honest oversight. It might be, but that's another reason to mandate the use of the company card, because that rebate would have come directly to the card. And then, as I said, there's all sorts of game playing, and we don't have half an hour for me to go through them all. But, you know, we kind of laugh when we talk about them, but, you know, it's serious. It's money that somebody's taking off the bottom line.
Well, right. And I've heard of the example where the employee uses their personal card and right away they ask for reimbursement. Now I'm talking about the airfare,
right?
Because they don't want to pay for it and wait for weeks mm-hmm. or months until they travel. And then, you know, I've had someone say to me, well, they could also then, once they take their trip, put it in again, because the approver or the manager likely doesn't even remember signing off on it, you know, weeks ago.
Right. Again, extra work for the reviewers.
Well, extra work and a loss, too,
right,
for the company.
Right. And a loss, because we know managers don't review expense reports before they sign them.
And I think, you know, just in that category, and I don't want to take too much time, as you said, Mary, we could talk a lot about the potential for fraud.
Right.
But when you allow employees to use their own cards, submitting receipts, you know, for those transactions, mm-hmm. it is very darn easy to alter receipts so they get more money back than what they're due.
Mm-hmm. And we've heard many stories about people who've done that, unfortunately. Can you, before we finish off of this, can you talk a little bit about visibility or lack thereof when a personal card is used?
Right, yes. Well, it kind of ties into the other ones as well. When you mandate usage of a corporate card or a company card, at least all of the data is available to be viewed. You know, you can see the transactions, you know, by logging in. You know, the organization has a program manager or administrator that can see all these transactions. The data might be helpful for even negotiating travel discounts and things like that, but it's all right there. Now, when you allow your employees to use their personal cards, obviously, you don't have access to the details of their transactions. You know, it's their personal card. And even if it's getting into, well, even when, I shouldn't say if, but even when these expenses are getting accounted for in the general ledger, you're not getting that same insight that you are able to get at the transaction level that can help you maybe spot fraud or, like I mentioned, potential for travel discounts. You just lose that insight. You lose the visibility.
Okay. So hopefully, Lynn, with all this brilliant conversation that we've had, we've talked people into the best practice that both of us think, and that is that when you have a company card, and I believe you should have a company card, use of it should be mandated. You agree?
Oh, absolutely. You know, and I mentioned to you, I think on several occasions, you know, organizations go through the work to find a card issuer, to set up a program. I mean, none of that is just simple and easy with a snap of the finger. So they invest the time. And then by not mandating it, it's like all your work is sort of for nothing. And again, you have transactions, some on the company card, some personal reimbursements. I mean, it's disorganized as well as just a loss.
Yep. All right. Do you think we convinced anybody?
Well, I don't know. We could do another podcast related to that. How convincing is our argument?
Right. All righty. Well, thanks, Lynn, for joining us. I hope you'll come back again sometime in the future for another podcast. And I'd like to thank everyone for listening today and also our sponsor, Stamply, a leader in AI-powered invoice automation. If you like this podcast, please take a moment to rate this episode, review this episode, subscribe to the series, or even better, share it with your community on LinkedIn, Facebook, or your staff. To be alerted to new episodes, please visit www.ap-now.com and sign up for a free twice-a-week e-zine. You can do that with the box on the left or a pop-up on our screen. Thanks for attending. Hope to see you again soon. Mm-hmm.